This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The signs are multiplying, aren't they? The tremors before the shaking. Look beyond the headlines, beyond the carefully constructed narratives. See the hand of Yahuwah moving in judgment and the awakening of scattered Israel, even amidst the darkness. We are witnessing the unfolding of prophecies declared for millennia, and the hour demands a clear-eyed view. Reports surface of disruptions to the flow of life-sustaining resources. The BBC speaks of fertilizer shortages, logistical challenges, geopolitical tensions. They see a broken supply chain. We see Yahuwah restricting grain to a rebellious world. The Strait of Hormuz, that vital artery of global trade, isn't merely experiencing instability. It is instability ordained to shake the foundations of a system built on deceit and control. They mention Chinese restrictions, but fail to acknowledge the deeper spiritual rot. Edom, through its mastery of finance and trade, has long manipulated the very necessities of life to maintain its dominion. Now, Yahuwah is dismantling that control, revealing the fragility of their constructed reality. For generations, the prophets have warned of hardship for disobedience. Deuteronomy 28 lays bare the curses that fall upon a people turning from the covenant, and famine. It's listed prominently. This isn't a punishment for Israel, understand. It is a refining fire for Israel, a separation of the wheat from the chaff. While the nations choke on the consequences of their wickedness, the faithful remnant prepares. They observe Yahuwah's appointed times, even as the world descends into chaos. They understand this is not random suffering, but a deliberate pruning, a necessary cleansing before restoration. And the violence, the predictable manufactured violence. News breaks from London of an assailant targeting those identified as Jewish. Essa Suleiman, they call him. Attempted murder, they say. The Israeli government, through its aligned media, immediately frames this as an isolated incident of terrorism. But we see a pattern. We recognize the ancient enmity between Edom and Israel, playing out on the streets of London, a direct consequence of Yahuwah's righteous judgment. The Times of Israel, a publication serving the interests of the modern state of Israel, intentionally obscures the critical distinction. They conflate the political entity founded in 1948 with the covenant people of Israel, scattered across the nations. This is a deliberate deception. It serves to legitimize the actions of a rogue state while diverting attention from the true victims, the 12 tribes awaiting restoration, enduring exile as prophesied in Devarim 28. Suleiman's history, a prior conviction for violence against law enforcement, it's not merely a criminal record. It's a symptom of a decaying moral landscape, a society steeped in wickedness and rebellion against Yahuwah's law. Edom embodies that rebellion, historically and presently, and its hand is evident in the unrest sweeping across the nations. Consider this. The attack is presented as anti-Semitism by the mainstream media. A convenient label, isn't it? A strategic maneuver designed to further the agenda of the modern state of Israel. By portraying themselves as the sole victims, they deflect from their own transgressions, their ongoing defiance of Yahuwah's covenant, and their relentless aggression against neighboring lands. They weaponize victimhood to justify their actions, to garner support, and to maintain their grip on power. Yeshayahu 35 speaks plainly. Edom rejoices at Israel's calamity, seeking vengeance and destruction. This isn't ancient history. It's a repeating cycle, playing out in real time. The modern state of Israel, emboldened by Edomite backing, continues to escalate tensions, to expand its surveillance state, to defy Yahuwah's justice. And the world, blinded by deception, largely ignores the truth. But the truth is being revealed. Slowly, surely, Israel, the covenant remnant, is being awakened. Scattered across the nations, they are beginning to recognize the signs, to understand the prophecies, to prepare for the coming restoration. They are the ones who see through the manufactured narratives, who discern the hand of Yahuwah in the chaos, who remain steadfast in their faith. This is not a time for complacency. This is a time for watchfulness. A time to sound the alarm. A time to expose the lies and proclaim the truth. The great and terrible day of Yahuwah is approaching, and the watchman must remain vigilant. The judgment on Edom is unfolding, and the restoration of Israel is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.